Hello and welcome to the Rene Report. We're going to be talking about something a little bit different and new even to me in the sports world, which is the new boxing scene of the bare knuckle boxing. Many thought this was a joke of a sport and that it was not going to be gaining any traction, and I was pretty much in the same boat myself. But after further watching the Jason Knight versus Artem Lobov fight, which was an absolute bloodbath and one of the better fights of the entire year, I've not only changed my mind, but I'm extremely excited for the fight that's going to be happening tonight while I'm recording this on June 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Artem Lobov versus Pauly Majinali. A new and upcoming sport that is even more brutal than boxing. Anyone who has watched Artem Lobov versus Jason Knight saw the warrior you need to be just to stay through one round, let alone four or five, in this sport. Those who don't know, this sport is exactly what it sounds like. They cut themselves up and are basically punching each other with their own knuckles and just very, very small, minimal covering gloves. This causes the cuts to be much more apparent and bruises and hits to have a big impact real time. There's actual boxing where a jab or a small shot can't really hurt you and isn't really going to show up on your body like it would in bare knuckle boxing, where you have cuts and bruises all over yourself even after the first 20 seconds. Why is the Artem Lobov versus Pauly Majinali fight such a big deal, and why am I talking about it on the podcast right now? There is some serious bad blood between these two. Pauly Majinali has already slapped Artem Lobov. So said in the press conference a day ago that if his mother, Artem Lobov's mother, was there, that he would have spit on her. These two can't talk for more than 30 seconds or be placed in the same room without one of them standing up and wanting to fight or scrap. Watch the press conference, you'll see Artem Lobov do that exact thing about 2 minutes into the press conference. I believe this fight will be a can't-miss fight similar to Andy Ruiz versus Joshua. I wish I did do an episode on prior, because I did have Andy Ruiz winning, and I did end up betting $3 to win $40 on Andy Ruiz. Lobov is coming off of a fight where he basically got bare-knuckle boxing on the scene. Lobov is someone that we obviously know more for his UFC career, but does have a very good sparring partner in Conor McGregor, and does land big strikes and cut up pretty much anyone he's ever fought against, and is certainly a warrior, there's no doubt about that. Majinali is someone who has fought at the highest level of boxing, held 2 world championship belts, has very fast hand speed, be very effective on a stage like bare knuckle boxing, has fought amazing world-class boxers such as Cotto and Khan, who is the fastest hand speed I've ever personally witnessed in my entire life. At one point, Pauly Majinali was Conor McGregor's Conor McGregor's camp in 2017, right before he fought Floyd Mayweather for that boxing bout, which really explains and tells us how Conor improved so quickly as a boxer heading into that Floyd fight. McGregor, since those 2 years, and a lot going on in Conor McGregor's life, obviously, have split apart between each other, and funny enough, Artem Lobov is Conor McGregor's new sparring partner. Majinali has said that if he does not cause Artem Lobov permanent damage, quote-unquote, it will not be a win for him. Lobov, like I said, is now sparring partners with Conor. That's what really feeds into why this matchup was so intriguing in the first place. I believe this fight will be a real-life grudge match, as both fighters are very skilled and determined to prove the other one wrong and embarrass the other one. He loves to talk and get into people's heads. Lobov is more of a less talk and more let my actions speak for themselves kind of guy, which is another interesting aspect, as they're two different types of fighters. Betting odds have it very even, unlike many other boxing events where we see it very lopsided. similar to a Anthony Joshua versus Ruiz fight, where we saw Ruiz plus 2,000 at one point in the odds, which is obviously ridiculous. He's at the moment had Pauly Majinali slightly favored at minus 150. Artem Lobov slightly as an underdog at plus 120. This is mostly due to the experience and amazing boxers that Pauly Majinali has fought in the past, and the fact that he has gone a decent distance with all of those fighters. Reasons to bet on Pauly Majinali is, again, he has fought some seriously amazing boxers and gone the distance. Is considered a warrior with lightning hand speed, and when determined, he really tends to show up and back up his mouth, and is very good at avoiding and dodging shots from some of the best in the world. So we can safely assume Artem is going to have a hard time landing on him early. Reasons to bet on Artem Lobov is that he is not the kind of person who takes being spoken disrespectfully on the right way. And he liked Jason Knight as a person and a fighter, and look back at what he did to that guy. And you have to seriously wonder what he could do to someone like Pauly Majinali, who he's been talking about for weeks. He's going to show him that talking like that does not serve you right. So Artem Lobov has been pointing out repeatedly throughout the press conference in the last few weeks that Pauly Majinali retired in 2017 and could just be broke and need some money. And in that case, Artem is obviously the more fresh and in better shape fighter. Leads us to believe that Pauly could come out slow and give Artem an advantage, especially in bare knuckle boxing where those cuts are so apparent and your eye can get swelled up so easily, which could be a big disadvantage regardless how much of a better boxer Pauly is. For it to be a toss-up of a fight, and one that I can personally promise you should not be missing tonight at 9 p.m. or whenever it airs for you. Unsure whether or not to watch this fight, just simply type into your YouTube Knight versus Artem Lobov and watch one round of that fight, and I'm sure you'll watch the fight tonight. I believe that bare knuckle boxing will present a new element to the boxing scene and is presenting a unique opportunity for boxers like Pauly Majinali, who maybe want to come out of retirement or test the waters and see if they still have it, to go out there and prove themselves on a big stage in a new sport. To make a good payday, which is something that he's definitely earned and deserved at this point. Educated guess on this fight and research suggests to me that I believe Majinali's hand speed and ability to avoid shots is going to be a really big problem for Artem in the early rounds, as long as Pauly is not lied and is back in shape and is not out of the game for too long. If he does come in shape and ready to fight, which he always does, then I can safely assume that Artem's going to have a hard time hitting him and making damage at the beginning. But Artem has shown an amazing ability to step through big, big punches and to take pain, and is just so determined in this fight that for some reason, similar to Andy Ruiz, I just keep coming back to that I think Artem is going to eventually figure out and outlast Pauly, and I believe his punches will really start to hurt the older Pauly, and Artem will have the victory he so badly wants. Make him hear about it the entire time through the late rounds. Personally, I'm going to be betting on the underdog, or slight underdog in this case, in Artem Lobov, just based on the fact that he's a more fresh fighter, is extremely determined, and can just take a lot of big hits, and I'm not sure that Pauly at this age can hit him hard enough to make him respect it and not go through it and just want to cause him more and more damage. To say that Pauly Majinali can't win this fight, or can't come out with a big victory, but that's just my personal opinion and where I see the fight going. I believe the sport of boxing as a whole is making a really big comeback, as to guys like Andy Ruiz coming up with big upsets, and the recent fights with Triple G versus Rolls. It's a lot of exciting fights and new news to be coming out on the boxing world, which is why I'm going to be staying up to date on this. A new series on boxing and UFC. I believe it's a really good sport that you can not only bet on, but just enjoy watching. It needs a lot more coverage than it is currently receiving, specifically in boxing. Hopefully you guys all go out tonight and watch that fight at 9 p.m. If you don't, then I would at least look up the results and see how good of a fight it is going to end up being. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Renee Report. This has been Carson Renee. Feel free to leave your comments and concerns, and peace!